Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi applauds India's young innovators for their contribution in advancing technology and digital progress in the past 11 years. Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan successfully bridged gap between scientific research and grassroots farming, says Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. IMD issues red alert for heat wave in parts of Delhi and Punjab, also predicts heavy rainfall in several districts of Karnataka today. US withdraws non-essential staff from West Asia as tension mounts in the region. And in FIA Hockey Pro League, India to clash with Argentina in the Netherlands this evening. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded India's young innovators for their pivotal role in advancing technology and driving the nation's self-reliance. Digital India has empowered the youth to harness innovation, reinforcing India's position as a global technology powerhouse over the past 11 years. Responding to posts on social media by MyGov India, Mr. Modi said, leveraging the power of technology has brought innumerable benefits for the people. The Digital India Initiative has turned technology into a tool for empowerment, bridging gaps, unlocking opportunities, and making governance more accessible and transparent for every citizen. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has said that the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan has successfully bridged the gap between scientific research and grassroots farming, paving the way for a more sustainable, profitable and export-oriented Indian agriculture sector. Speaking at the Farmers' Conclave in Bardoli in Gujarat on the occasion of culmination of Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan, he emphasized the integration of scientific research with grassroots farming practices under the Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan as a key part of the broader Vikasit Bharat initiative.
कृषि वैज्ञानिक किसान राज्य और केंद्र सरकार मिलकर काम करेगी एक राष्ट्र एक कृषि और एक टीम की भावना से ये वैज्ञानिक और कृषि विभाग किसानों के साथ लगातार खड़ा रहेगा संपर्क करेगा और खेती के दिशा को और बदलने की कोशिश करेगा ताकि हम देश के अन्न के भंडार भी भर सकें और प्रधानमंत्री जी जो कहते हैं कि दुनिया का फूड बास्केट अगर कल कोई बनेगा तो भारत बनेगा हम अपनी जनता का भी पेट भरेंगे और दुनिया का पेट भरने का काम भी भारत करेगा.
On the International Day of Yoga, on the 21st of this month, more than 1 lakh yoga events based on common yoga protocol will be conducted simultaneously from 6:30 to 7:40 in the morning. This year, the theme is One Earth, One Health. Addressing media in New Delhi today, Union Ayush Minister Pratap Rao Jadhav said the main event will be held at Vishakhapatnam in Andhra Pradesh, where Prime Minister Narendra Modi will participate. He said more than 65,000 organizations from across the nation have registered to host the Yog Sangam. Mr. Jadhav added that the representatives from around 40 countries will participate in the main Yoga Day event at Vishakhapatnam.
पूरे भारत में एक पृथ्वी एक स्वास्थ्य के लिए योग थीम के तहत एकजुट हो रहे हैं ताकि व्यक्तिगत स्वास्थ्य और वैश्विक सद्भाव के लिए योग के जरिए वसुंधैव कुटुंबकम की भावना को बढ़ावा दिया जा सके. मैं मीडिया से अनुरोध करता हूं कि वे अंतर्राष्ट्रीय योग दिवस 2025 को एक ऐसा यादगार कार्यक्रम बनाने के सरकार के इस प्रयास में शामिल हो जो लोगों को योग को दैनिक जीवन में अपनाने के लिए प्रेरित करे.
In Delhi, Yoga Day will be celebrated at 111 locations, including iconic places like Red Fort, Kartavya Path and Lodhi Garden. Union Minister of Ayush, Pratap Rao Jadhav, has highlighted the Modi government's sustained efforts in promoting yoga as a transformative wellness practice across India and globally. In an exclusive interview with Akashvani News, the Ayush minister spoke about the achievements of the Union government in the last 11 years, including India's significant leap in the institutionalization of yoga from the creation of the Ministry of Ayush in 2014 to the global celebration of International Yoga Day, bringing India's ancient heritage to the forefront of the world stage.
हमारे प्रधानमंत्री जी के में निर्देश थे कि ये 11वां जागतिक योग दिन पूरे दुनिया में और विशेषकर हमारे भारत देश में भी बड़े पैमाने पर और ज्यादा से ज्यादा लोग उसमें शामिल करके हमको एक बड़ा उत्साह योग का उत्सव हमें यहाँ पर मनाना है. इसीलिए हमारे आयुष विभाग ने बहुत सारी तैयारी की. ऐसा ही नहीं कि सिर्फ आयुष विभाग भी इसमें काम कर रहा है, हमारे सभी मंत्रालय सभी को हम इस इवेंट में शामिल कर रहे हैं.
This exclusive interview will be broadcast on 100.1 Akashvani FM Gold Channel and the entire Akashvani network at 9:30 p.m. today as part of the special series Vikasit Bharat Ka Amrit Kaal Seva Sushasan Garib Kalyan Ke 11 Saal. The interview will simultaneously stream on our YouTube channel News on AIR Official. The BJP has condemned the incident of attack on Rabindranath Tagore's ancestral home in Bangladesh, terming it a pre-planned act of violence. Briefing media in New Delhi today, party spokesperson Sambit Patra said Gurudev Rabindranath Tagore was not an ordinary person but a renowned personality in the world. He said it is unacceptable that such an international museum was not protected.
मोहम्मद यूनुस जी की जो अंतरिम सरकार है उस सरकार का ये व्यवहार उचित नहीं है. अभी भी कोई कार्यवाही नहीं हुई है. इतने बड़े इंटरनेशनल मॉन्यूमेंट को बचा के नहीं रखा जा सका. एक बहुत ही खराब संदेश पूरे विश्व दरबार में जाता है. तो भारतीय जनता पार्टी की प्रवक्ता के नाते बांग्लादेश के अंतरिम सरकार के इस व्यवहार की हम निंदा करते हैं.
Minority Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju today inaugurated the Lok Samvardhan Parv at Rajghat in New Delhi. Talking to media, Mr. Rijiju said the workers of the village have a lot of talent and the platform has been created to bring their handmade art to the market.
अल्पसंख्यक मंत्रालय ने ये लोक संवर्धन पर्व मनाने का जो कार्यक्रम शुरू करने का दो मकसद है. सबसे पहले तो एक हमारा आर्टिसंस का मार्केटिंग का प्लेटफॉर्म क्रिएट करना. दूसरा हमारा देश के कोने कोने में अलग अलग बहुत विशेष चीजें बनाते हैं तो वो आदान प्रदान भी होगा. जम्मू कश्मीर वाला यहाँ आकर के अपना सामान बेचेंगे, दिल्ली वाला फिर चेन्नई भी जा सकते हैं, चेन्नई वाले मुंबई आ सकते हैं. आर्थिक दृष्टि से ये अपना जीवन में उत्थान पहुंचाने में बहुत बड़ा योगदान मिलेगा.
India has undergone a decade of remarkable transformation driven by the principles of seva, sushasan and garib kalyan. Akashvani News brings you a special feature on the government's efforts over the last 11 years across key sectors. Today, we focus on Digital India, how technology has become the backbone of governance, inclusion and empowerment.
Over the last decade, the government has harnessed technology as a powerful force for inclusive development and ease of living. A remarkable success has been the widespread adoption of digital payments. In April 2025 alone, over 1,867 crore UPI transactions worth nearly 25 lakh crore rupees were recorded, spanning seven countries including the UAE, Singapore, Bhutan, Nepal, Sri Lanka, France and Mauritius. UPI is positioning India as a global trailblazer in digital payments. A sharp 96% decline in data cost, along with 5G rollout in 99.6% of districts, is also fueling a new era in India's digital transformation. In addition to this, over 2.18 lakh gram panchayats now have broadband access under the BharatNet scheme. Furthermore, India's internet user base has surged by 285% in the past 11 years. While the initiatives like Bhashini are bridging language divides, enabling AI-powered translation across 22 Indian languages, the direct benefit transfer system, powered by Aadhaar authentication, has weeded out lakhs of ghost beneficiaries, ensuring transparency, saving public funds and delivering welfare on time. Technology is not just connecting India, it is transforming how India lives, pays and benefits. Vishnu P.S., Akashvani News, Delhi.
Vikasit Bharat Ka Amrit Kaal. Seva, Sushasan, Garib Kalyan Ke 11 Saal.
This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. The Inter-Meteorological Department, IMD, has issued a red alert for heat waves in parts of Delhi and Punjab. Talking exclusively to Akashvani News, IMD's senior scientist Naresh Kumar has said that severe heatwave conditions will continue over these places during the next 2 days. He informed that conditions are likely to improve thereafter.
पंजाब हरियाणा राजस्थान एनसीआर दिल्ली के लिए हमने हीट वेव को लेकर रेड अलर्ट दे रखा है. टेम्परेचर है वहाँ 47 डिग्री तक पहुँचे हुए हैं. स्पेसिफिकली साउथ पंजाब, साउथ हरियाणा, जहाँ नॉर्थ राजस्थान वहाँ इवन 48 तक टेम्परेचर हैं. इसको मद्देनजर रखते हुए हमने जहाँ रेड अलर्ट कर रखा है और ये कंडीशन 12 और 13 को और 14 और 15 को थोड़ा इम्प्रूवमेंट आने का पॉसिबिलिटी है.
In Rajasthan, the intense heat wave has broken all records of this season. Sri Ganganagar recorded a maximum temperature of 48 degrees Celsius yesterday. The day temperature in seven cities has crossed 45 degrees Celsius. More from our correspondent.
The day temperature was recorded above 45 degrees Celsius in Falodi, Churu, Chittorgarh, Vanasthali, Dausa, Kota and Bikaner. The temperature in most places is recorded between 42 and 44 degrees Celsius. Mercury reached 44.4 degrees Celsius in Jaipur. Heat wave-like conditions are prevailing not only in during the day but also at night in many areas. The scorching heat and heat wave have had a great impact on life. People are forced to stay indoors during the day. Various arrangements are being made by the administration to protect people from heat wave and intense heat. Beds have been reserved for heat wave and heat stroke patients in hospitals. With Jitendra Dwivedi, Sanjeev Jasrotiya, Akashwani News, Jaipur.
We have news just in. There are reports of a plane that has crashed in Meghani area in Ahmedabad Airport in Gujarat. Details are awaited. The Met Department has issued a red alert for heavy rainfall in Belagavi, Uttara and Dakshina Kannada, Udupi, Shivamoga, Chikmagaluru and Kodagu districts in Karnataka today. The orange alert has been issued for Dharwad, Haveri, Gadag, Vijayapura and Vijayanagara, Bagalkot, Koppala and Davanagere. Widespread rainfall has been reported in these districts today. More from our correspondent.
Many parts of the state are receiving widespread rainfall, including Bengaluru. Relentless monsoon rains in Belagavi, Dharwad, Haveri and Davangere has flooded low-lying areas. In Dharwad, one-day holiday is declared today for the Anganwadi, schools and colleges. Udupi, Dakshina and Uttara Kannada and Kodagu too remains on high alert and Anganwadi and schools remain closed. In Uttara Kannada district, roads remain cut off due to waterlogging. People with houses on hill slopes and river banks have been advised to take precautions. The district administrations have activated the control room and provided helpline numbers. Heavy downpour in Davangere has disrupted normal life. Sudhindra, Akashwani News, Bengaluru.
The United States has begun evacuating non-essential personnel from its diplomatic missions and military bases in West Asia amid rising tensions with Iran and stalled nuclear negotiations. The State Department and the Department of Defense confirmed that U.S. Embassy in Baghdad is at the center of the drawdown, with the State Department authorizing the departure of staff not deemed critical to ongoing operations. President Donald Trump, addressing reporters, said the decision was taken due to security concerns. They are being moved out because it could be a dangerous place. In the FIH Hockey Pro League, Indian men's team will take on Argentina at the Wagner Hockey Stadium in Amstelveen, the Netherlands, this evening. The match will begin at 6:30 p.m. Indian time. India is currently fourth in the points tally, having accumulated 15 points from 11 games. South Africa will resume the second day's play of the ICC World Test Championship final against Australia at 3 p.m. today at Lord's in London. South Africa were 43-4 against Australia at Stumps on day one. Proteas skipper Themba Bavuma and David Beddingham will resume the innings on day two. News just in, reports of a plane crash in Meghani area near Ahmedabad Airport in Gujarat and details are awaited. Now before we end the bulletin, the headlines. Once again, Prime Minister Narendra Modi applauds India's young innovators for their contribution in advancing technology and digital progress in the past 11 years. Vikasit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan successfully bridged gap between scientific research and grassroots farming, says Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan. IMD issues red alert for heatwave in parts of Delhi and Punjab, also predicts heavy rainfall in several districts of Karnataka today. U.S. withdraws non-essential staff from West Asia as tension mounts in the region. And in FIH Hockey Pro League, India to clash with Argentina in the Netherlands this evening. And with that, we end the midday news.